America Weekend.
You spend all your time just eating. You like pies the best. You've never been on a diet.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for another edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. This week, Lisa is talking about fat loss.
There's no special pill, potion, or gizmo when it comes to fat loss. The only proven way is to diet and exercise, focusing on changing your body composition and not just weight loss. Lean muscle plays a key part in any fat loss program. If you burn more calories than you take in each day, you'll lose weight, but if calories are severely cut, your body goes into starvation mode and begins storing fat, breaking down muscle for fuel, and that slows the metabolism. Muscle cells burn more calories than fat cells, even at rest. Resistance training is by far the best way to reshape your body and increase your metabolism. By using weights, machines, and even your own body weight, you can progressively overload muscles so they grow stronger and tighter. You'll increase your metabolism, enabling you to burn fat faster. Cardio is great for burning calories, increasing lung volume, stamina, lowering resting heart rate, and easing stress. Nutrition has the greatest impact on fat loss. Focus on healthy fats in moderation, plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains. Keeping your body well hydrated helps burn fat faster and flushes out stored toxins. I'm ACE-certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. Well, let's say you are focusing on fat loss. Let's say you're trying to eat healthier. So you go to the store and you decide, okay, I'm going to read the labels and I'm going to buy the healthiest thing I can find. There are people who are slaves to reading these food labels. Oh, let's see, serving size, total fat, saturated fat, What if the food labels are misleading in the first place? It seems easy to find healthy foods at the grocery store. The aisles are filled with products labeled all natural, reduced fat, and organic. But what do these labels really mean? Often they don't mean much about how healthy a food might be. They are more of a surprise, surprise marketing strategy than a source of information. This according to Temple Northup, a professor at the University of Houston, who has researched the effects of food labeling on consumers. In Northup's research, shoppers considered foods, even soda or pop for you folks in the Midwest, healthier when they were marked with a seemingly nutritious buzzword. Instead of becoming confused by a food's packaging, look for certain food label buzzwords that might not mean what you think they mean. And if you want to buy a healthy product, take a look at the ingredient list. Look for products with fewer ingredients that include only terms you understand. All right, here we go. The first one, multigrain. Whole grain breads, pastas, and other products are better for us because we get all of the nutrients that naturally come from that grain. But multigrain doesn't necessarily mean whole grain. Multigrain simply means there are many types of grains in the product, according to the Whole Grains Council, a group designed to promote education about and use of whole grains. I wonder if there's a multigrain council. Those grains might be whole grains, but that's not guaranteed. One way to be sure your multigrain food contains whole grains is to check the ingredient list. If the first ingredient listed is a type of whole grain, such as whole wheat or whole oats, you can be sure the majority of the grains in your food are whole, according to the council, or choose a food marked as 100% whole grain. The next one, reduced fat. Foods labeled reduced fat simply have less fat than similar versions of that food, but they might still have a whole lot of fat. In order to be labeled reduced fat or less fat, a product must have 25% less fat per a set amount than a comparable food. The specific amount is determined by the FDA. That means that an average cup of reduced fat shredded provolone cheese can still have about 20 grams of fat, or almost one-third of your recommended daily value. Foods marked low fat, however, are required to have just 3 grams of fat or less per FDA-determined amount. So go for the low-fat or fat-free foods if you want to limit the amount of fat in your diet. Take a look at nutrition labels and take a look at the fat grams on a lot of these little goodies that you tend to grab during the day. I had a hankering for a snack one day, so I go into, I guess you can call it a commissary near a studio that I work in the afternoon. And so I picked up one of these little apple pies. Oh, it's this little innocuous thing. It'll take the hunger right out of my brain and I'll be fine till dinner. 17 grams of fat for this little apple pie that you can eat maybe in 4 bites. The next one is natural. Again, these are misleading food labels to watch out for when you're trying to eat healthy. Natural. This label can have a range of meanings, but it doesn't necessarily mean a product is fresh or healthy. The FDA hasn't defined the term, but the organization said it can be used as long as the food doesn't have added color, artificial flavors, or synthetic substances. Oh, that's nice to know. However, according to the Center for Science and the Public Interest, many foods that contain citric acid or high fructose corn syrup are labeled natural. In some cases, the FDA has sent warning letters to the makers of those products, but the letters often go ignored, I guess because the letter isn't natural. When it comes to meat, the United States Department of Agriculture has set a definition for natural chicken, beef, and other products. Those meats must not have any artificial ingredients or added color. They can also be minimally processed, which the USDA determined means the end product isn't significantly changed. It brings to mind, my wife and I were out once, and we were in a supermarket that builds itself on being natural. We will feed you and your family with only the most wholesome products that God and Mother Nature combine to create for us here on Earth. Well, you know what? Take a walk down one of the aisles and grab yourself a label and start reading what's in some of these, oh, wholesome natural foods. It's scary. You'll be in a hospital in 4 days if you eat only some of this stuff. So it's, again, it's all marketing. It's all for show. As long as you feel good about eating the foods and you think you're eating healthily, well, that's okay. Do you remember back in the 90s, and I cannot remember what they're called, there was some cookie that was marketed as being a healthy cookie. Just read the label and just look at how well you are eating. And I can remember people thinking, I've got to get those cookies. Yes, they're chocolate, and they do have tons of marshmallow and all kinds of sugar in them, but they're all natural. It's natural chocolate, it's natural marshmallows, it's natural sugar, it's all good. And then when that person put 20 pounds on in the next 4.5 months because they were eating these natural cookies, they wondered how natural they were after all. Here's another good one, and here's another term that's thrown around left and right, organic. The label organic refers to the way food is grown or raised, but organic foods can still be high in sugar, fat, or sodium. The FDA points out that the term organic doesn't necessarily mean the food is safer. There can be some variations among food certified organic by the USDA. A product is entirely organic if it is labeled 100% organic, while a simple organic marker means at least 95% of the ingredients are organic. All right, a lot of numbers here. While organic produce might have fewer of certain pesticides or fertilizers, which is a huge concern, and organic meat has no antibiotics or growth hormones, the nutrients found in organic products are typically the same as the nutrients found in their non-organic versions. That is a huge concern for me. Do I want to eat a steak from a subject that's been shot full of all kinds of medications and antibiotics and hormones? No. They don't magically disappear at the old meat processing plant, folks. That is the main reason why a lot of people who have sworn away meat have sworn away meat. The next one contains antioxidants. Antioxidants such as beta-carotene, lycopene, and some vitamins help delay damage to your cells. They can be found in many fruits and vegetables or dietary supplements. However, just because a food is high in antioxidants, that doesn't automatically mean it's healthy. Though antioxidants can be part of a healthy diet, they won't make up for fats and sugars found in unhealthy foods. Dietary supplements are also allowed to advertise that antioxidants can help reduce the risk of cancer. However, the FDA requires those supplements to note that evidence supporting the link between antioxidants and a lower risk of cancer is limited. That's a very good point. My wife is into this frozen vegetable concoction that labels itself as an antioxidant blend of vegetables. She puts it in the microwave. I don't like the smell of it. She eats this stuff like it's going out of style. So, and she had a cold before I did last week, so there. The next one is, let's see, a good source of calcium. To be labeled a good source of calcium, a food must provide between 10 and 19% of your recommended daily value per serving. That label is interchangeable with contains calcium or provides calcium according to the FDA's rules. Foods that contain the most calcium, more than 20% of your recommended daily value per serving, can be labeled high calcium, rich in calcium, or an excellent source of calcium. See what we're getting at, though? it's all in these phrases and how they twist words around. And it's so when you're in the store and you're walking down the aisles and you're trying to figure out how you're going to spend your $150 on food each week as effective as you can, these little catchphrases that are trying to tweak little parts in your brain so you will, in a very guiltless way, say, okay, I want you. I will buy you and I will eat you because you are healthy for me, when they may not be what they purport to be at all. It really makes you wonder about a lot of this stuff and what we are eating and what we are giving our children all the time. That is why it is wise to take a little extra time when you are in the store and don't just fall for the catchy little phrase, oh, we're organic. Turn it around, take a look at the nutrition facts, because that is where the true story lies. You don't want saturated fat. You don't want high fat. You don't want to go crazy with sodium. Processed foods, many of them are just not that good at all. I'm getting hungry, but now I have no idea what I want to eat. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.